Okay, Tuesday night, Tess Nissan. Okay, Dvar Halachim. If you're doing what we call Mechiras Chometz tonight, it took you like almost 13 months to accumulate all the Chometz, so if you have to wait more than 30 seconds, just relax. And the reason my son's taking care of it is because I don't have patience for people who don't have patience. So I sent my son to take care of it. He has patience. He has small kids. I never had small kids. Okay, a little Dine Matzah here. So most people make a bracha over two whole matzahs and one broken matzah. The two whole matzahs are on the top and the bottom. They're the shleimim, like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the lechem oni. The fulfillment of lechem oni is in the middle. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have these two and a half, not one and a half as the gra. So we have these two and a half matzahs. Now, you hold all three matzahs in your hand, two and a half, three matzahs in your hand, you make a motzi, you let the bottom one drop off, that's the korech one, and you're now making the alachilas matzah on the top and the half. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, you eat a kazayas from each one. Why? Really, you would be eating a kazayas only from the broken one. That's your, so to speak, alachilas matzah one. And the hamotzi one, so to speak, is the top one. You don't have to eat a kazayas from that, because for hamotzi you can eat even a mashu. So the Mishnah Berurah says that some hold that the alachilas matzah one is the top one. So we want to keep everybody happy. So we eat a kazayas from each one. This is only an imperative on the person who's eating a kazayas from each one. The people around the table who are getting a nibble of that matzah, or maybe even a piece, but they're being mashlim the kazayas with matzah that's on the table, they don't have to eat two kazayasim, they, so to speak, I mean, because they're not having top, middle, no top, middle for them. So they're going to eat one kazayas matzah. On a practical level, though, for most people, there is no practical difference. Why? Because midioraisa, we eat what's called, what we'll call a kazayas gadol. Well, if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, then in a dioraisa, you're going to eat, we're going to be machmir, like the Noi Behuda, etc., etc., popularly known as the Chazon Ish. Kazayas, and you're going to eat a big kazayas. If you're only eating one kazayas, it's going to be a big one, which is double what's called a kazayas cotton. If you're eating two kazayasim, because you're the one that has the matzahs, and you're eating a kazayas from the top and the kazayas from the middle, then that's called the equivalent of a drabonon. That's not a diraisa. A diraisa, you only have to eat one kazayas matzah, you don't have to eat two. So it's like drabbanon. So then you can rely on the Mishnah Berurah that says in a drabbanon you can eat a kazayas cotton. So in practical terms, the person being botseya will be eating two kazayasim, and the people around the table, assuming that they're getting matzah from the table, they're not having a kazayas from the top and from the middle, they're eating a kazayas cotton. But they're eating one kazayas. But in practical terms, they could very easily be eating the same amount of matzah, because the botseya is following the drabonon shear, so he's eating two kazayasim katanim, and the people around the table are eating one kazayas, but it's a kazayas gadol, and that equals the same amount. So if you follow that Mishnah Berurah's psak, then there really is no nafka mina. How to give out the matzah, maybe we'll see tomorrow night. So this person, this sefer, which I like, he makes the following hashara. First of all, a kazayas is a volume measure, not a weight measure. So there's all kinds of svarim and cheshbonos and grams that try to extrapolate from volume to weight. It's very hard. Matzahs are different. I bought a book today called, I forgot what it's called. It's in English, and they actually have in the back, if your matzahs are 6 to a pound, I think, then this is what you should be eating, and if it's 8 to a pound, this is what you should be eating, and if it's 10 to a pound, this is what you should be eating. Very pretty colors, and I might even use it if I figure it out. So he makes a nice hashara. He says that it's probably half of a machine matzah would be a kazayas gadol. A kazayas gadol is a half of a... By the way, you're eating 5 kazaysim Pesach night. And, right? If you add up 2 plus 1 for korech plus 2 for afikoyim, that equals 5. So, okay. So now his cheshbon is that it's probably half of a machine matzah. This is all very approximate. They're at least uniform, but... machine matzahs are uniform. Probably half of a machine matzah is a kazayas gadol. Hand matzahs, he says, very hard. He says, but the best rough estimate would be a quarter of a hand matzah would be a kazayas gadol. The Stipler brings down an Orchos Rabbeinu that the Chazanish himself, who I hope followed the Chazanish Shita when it came to Kazayas, although you never know. A quarter of a hand matzah was his Kazayas. Okay, the Stipler would give the palm of a hand with the fingers, without the thumb. You know, it's this much. That would be his Kazayas that he gave out. And he is quoted as saying that a Kazayas cotton is... without the fingers, just the palm of your hand without the fingers is a kazayas cotton. Some people actually hold it's a kazayas, which is like a really weird cheetah. And there's not that much. Not that much at all. This would be a kazayas gadol. And again, the Chazanish gave out a quarter of a hand matzah. Okay.